I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Morally tough question here. Would you cover for a cheating friend?
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Damn it, man. This is how we're starting the week out, like this. All right, let's get into it. Welcome to Judge Jess. In case you don't know, Jess is not an actual judge. She's just judgmental.
I'm just your friend.
And she's your friend.
I'm just your no-nonsense friend.
Your judgmental, no-nonsense friend. There you go. Long title, but good segment. So what we always say is, if you're having a disagreement with someone, call our voicemail, let us know what's going on, and then Jess is going to tell you who's right and who's wrong in this situation. But the number, by the way, if you ever want to call, is 855-Kramer-Jess. 855-Kramer-Jess. All right, here we go.
Hey, Judge Jess. I don't want to say my name. I just I need some advice. My best friend, you know, someone I know for like 20 years, just asked me to cover for him. He's been seeing someone on the side, and now he wants me to lie for him. Like, if she were to ever call and confront me, he doesn't think she would, but, like, he's asking me for my commitment. He's asking me to say that we're together, so it looks like he couldn't have been with, you know, this other woman. And honestly, I feel like it's wrong. But he really asked me to, like, have his back on this, you know, almost begging, really. I'm worried it could ruin our friendship because, he, you know, he's that desperate. So I guess what I'm asking is, like, should I stay loyal and just do it? Or is it, like, time to tell him I can't go along with it? Just let me know what you think. Thanks, Jess.
My eye is twitching. That's so annoying.
Should I stay loyal? At least one of you would stay loyal in this situation.
Mm.
Yo, this, honestly, though, this is a kind of a tough situation.
Is it?
One of your best friends comes to you and says,
is this
hey,
a tough situation?
I'm in a spot. I need you to help me out in this situation. If my guy, my girl ever calls,
yeah,
just say that we were together that night.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it for a best friend?
Two things. One, your friend is a wackadoodle. Two, run. Because the odds are he's already used you. You're just now finding out about it.
For 20 years?
No, absolutely not. If your friend cares about you, they are not going to pull you into their mess like this. Someone has done this to me before,
and?
Where they used me as an alibi when they were cheating on their boyfriend.
Okay.
And I had no idea about it until he called me and was asking me questions and saying things like, well, she was with you at this time and she said that she was with you doing these things.
Oh, it was
things.
Like a whole thing.
I'm telling you, it was a whole thing. I had no idea that she was using, I'm with Jessica and I'm at Jessica's aunt's house and we're having a sleepover, da 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 da.
Wow.
And it was devastating because I do not support that at all whatsoever. And I think it's so messed up. It's one thing if you want to make your own decisions. It's your life. You're an adult. But don't pull other people into a mess and then deflect your own guilt on them and making them feel bad because they don't want to be messy with you.
But what if she would have asked?
I would have said no.
She would have said, like, hey, listen, like, I, bro,
no.
20 years, we've been looking for
I would have said no.
I think I would do it.
If you want to be like Shaggy, it wasn't me, like, live your life.
Not Shaggy.
But don't pull me into it because I'm not the one, and
man,
neither is Anonymous.
I think I would do it. I know that sounds terrible. I'm not saying that's the right answer. I'm not saying it's right. But I think if somebody came to me and was like, hey, cover, my best friend came to me and said, cover for me, I'd say, all right, I got you, bro. Like,
the answer is no. The verdict is no. The verdict is run.
What, now we're hitting the smiley face
glass
now.
Smiley face, sad face.
That's the official gavel.
This is sad face.
You're so dumb.
Because the friend is being a wackadoodle. It's a whack
friend.
Listen,
wait, can you call us?
Don't call.
No, I am curious.
No.
If you ever had to cover for somebody and like...
Yeah, I'm going to call. I'm going to tell you my story.
Was it the right thing?
I'm still traumatized.
Most people.
I don't talk to her to this day.
Brian from Baltimore. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You've covered for somebody before.
Yes.
And how did it go?
It went fine.
No problems.
No problems. Do you regret it now, knowing that like you were the catalyst or the part of this affair or whatever it was?
No. I mean, it was like I said, it was a long-term friend of mine. We've been friends for over 20 years. And it was kind of like, hey, B, I need you. I was doing X, Y, and Z. And he was doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing, but it wasn't with another woman.
Okay.
It was a place that he wasn't supposed to be.
Okay, enough said.
That happened to have other women there.
Okay. Yeah. So he said, instead of letting him know that I was at this other place with other women, just let him know, if this ever comes up, I need you to say that we were somewhere else.
Right.
And you got no problem with doing that. You do it again right now.
I would do it again right now.
See, yeah. And I feel like the same thing would happen with me too, you know? This is Jess from Towson. Hi, Jess. Good morning.
It's me. I'm calling my own segment because you didn't let me finish my story.
Dude, where did you go? Where are you?
I'm in the bathroom. let me tell you my story.
Hang
because
on.
This is very important.
I look up and Jess is literally gone as we're going through phones.
You literally said, call in and you didn't let me finish my story. I'm the person. This literally happened to me. This girl that used to be my friend literally used me as an alibi in my family, used me and my auntie and our home as an alibi as she was cheating on her boyfriend, who also was my friend, by the way, who was my friend's brother. And it was so traumatizing and so heartbreaking. And I was hurt and heartbroken to be a part of the narrative, to be a part of the lies. And I'm very upset at the last guy we had on because that is wild.
Wait, Brian's still on. Brian, can you hear Jess?
I can hear Jess. She's traumatized.
Yeah, okay.
Brian, listen to me. You know what's messed up is you're out here saying that, but like if you were in that girl's position, you would be so upset if someone was part of these lies. Like you would feel so like it would feel like all these people knew about what was going on about your life except you. How would that make you feel? Terrible. It would make you feel terrible.
It would. It would. But listen, the thing is, your friend didn't properly do it the way she's supposed to do it. She's supposed to tell you beforehand.
I don't care if she would have asked me, if she would have mailed me, if she would have texted me, if she would IM'd me. The answer would have been no.
Jess, why did it come out of the bathroom?
Then that's the wrong friend. Because a real friend would have said something to you first as opposed to just putting you into stuff without saying anything.
I'm going to hang up and come back on the mic. It's better quality.
He said it's not the right friend then. He said a real friend would have given you a heads up.
No, a real friend wouldn't even ask you in the first place to do that. That's what I'm telling
would.
You. No.
You know your friends. Your friends getting the things you cover for.
No, not that one.
Well, welcome back
maybe,
to the show.
Maybe a job interview? Absolutely. I'll be your reference all day. No cheating, though.
But cheating is out of limits. Okay, there's Judge Jess. Thank you, Brian.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.